Penguin Random House Audio presents The Nanny by Lana Ferguson. Read for you by Samantha Summers and Jameson Adams. I told myself I wouldn't be nervous. They can't actually see me, so why is my heart pounding so hard? I adjust my camera for the fourth time, checking the angle before I assess my outfit again. It's a cute bra, and the underwear match. What comes next is nothing that I haven't done 1,000 times before. It's just that now I'll be doing it for unseen viewers, for pay. I take a deep breath, reminding myself that I need the money. That it's my body and I'm taking ownership of it. Everything that I do from this point onward is my choice, and I'm in complete control. That thought makes me feel brave. I take a deep breath. I check my wig. I adjust my mask. I can do this. I start the camera. Chapter 1. Cassie. I'm going to be homeless. I hear Wanda clucking her tongue all the way from her kitchen, which, incidentally, isn't that far away in a 700-square-foot apartment. And when I raise my face from the aged velvet of her couch, I can see her shaking a spatula at me. No pity parties, she tells me. You aren't gonna be homeless. You can take the couch if need be. I make a face at the aforementioned velvet couch, glancing from it to the pile of newspapers at the end of it to the television that defies time by refusing to die inside its wooden shell. I couldn't impose, I say tentatively, not wanting to hurt her feelings. I'll figure something out. In my third year of grad school for occupational therapy, losing my job as a therapy assistant at the children's hospital was not part of the plan. I've barely been making rent with the salary they were giving me, and now that they've had to downsize, my even tinier apartment across the hall from Wanda's place is looking more and more like it will be a thing of the past very soon. Nonsense, Wanda argues. You know you're welcome here. I blow one auburn curl away from my face, pushing up from the couch cushions to a sitting position. I've known Wanda Simmons for about 6 years now. I met her when she invited me in for tea after I locked myself out of the apartment my first week here. A 72-year-old woman as my best friend wasn't exactly on my list of things to accomplish here, but she might be more interesting than I am. So, I guess there's that.
Wanda,
I sigh. I love you. You know that. But you have one bathroom and no Wi-Fi. It would never work out between us. It's the age difference, isn't it? She pouts. Absolutely not. You will always be the only woman for me. I'm just saying the option is there. And what are you going to do when you bring home your bingo men and I'm sitting here on your couch? Oh, we won't bother you. We'll go to the bedroom. I grimace. I am all for you getting yours, but I absolutely don't want to be on the other side of these very thin walls for it. Wanda chuckles as she stirs the sauce for her meatballs. You could always go back to doing those booby cams. I groan. Please don't call them booby cams. What? It's a camera. You show your boobies. You get paid. I let my face fall back against her couch. I sort of regret telling Wanda about my history with OnlyFans, but I hadn't quite anticipated that she would be able to handle her tequila better than I did the night I bared it all. Not that I'm ashamed of it by any means. It was good money. Taking cash from people looking to get their rocks off was an easy decision when faced with a looming tuition bill that I couldn't begin to pay for otherwise. I mean, good tits should really earn their keep. I think Margaret Thatcher said that once. You know I can't, I sigh. I deleted my whole account. All my subs are gone. It would take me another 2 years to build them back up. Besides, I learned my lesson the first time around. At least I kept that part to myself. Then what are you going to do? Have you been looking for another job? Trying to, I grumble, scrolling through the same help wanted ads on my phone that have mostly not panned out. Why put out help wanted ads if they aren't going to get back with you? Too many people in this city, Wanda tuts. You know, when I moved here, you could actually walk down the street and recognize folks. Now it's like a beehive out there, always buzzing. Did you know they have a damned grocery store you don't even use your card in? Just walk in and walk out. Thought I was stealing the whole time. About gave me heart palpitations. Yes, we talked about the new fresh store, remember? I helped you set up your account. Oh, yeah. Next thing you know, they'll be flying groceries right to your door. Wanda, I hate to break it to you, but they already are. No kidding. You should set that up too. Save me a damned walk. I guess you're not so opposed to the future after all. Yeah, yeah. What about the diner on Fifth? They won't let me off for my on-campus labs. You know, Sal was saying he could use some help with... I am not working at the deli, I tell her firmly. Sal is too handsy. I always sort of liked that about him, Wanda laughs. Aren't you too old to be this horny? I'm old, Cassie, she snorts. Not dead. Seriously, I don't know what I am going to do, I groan. Check the ads again. Maybe you missed something. I've checked them a dozen times, I huff. Wanda is still grousing at me from the kitchen as I pore over the help wanted section again, regardless, thinking that if I scan it enough times, some miracle ad will jump out at me that I didn't notice before. How can it be so hard to find a job that will let me do my schoolwork at night and be off every other weekend for my on-campus courses? I mean, this is San Diego, not Santa Barbara. There's got to be something that I can... Oh, shit, I say suddenly. Wanda steps out of the kitchen, spatula in hand. What? Wanted. Full-time, live-in nanny position. Experience with children is a must. Free room and board. Serious inquiries only. Wanda humphs. You don't want to be stuck taking care of someone else's entry salary. Holy shit! Is it good? I look up at Wanda with an open mouth. And when I tell her what they're offering, Wanda says a word she usually only reserves for when the Lakers lose. She blows out a breath afterward, patting at her neat white curls in that flustered way of hers. I guess you'd best be calling them then. I hadn't expected Aiden Reed to get back to me as quickly as he did after I emailed him, and I certainly hadn't expected him to seem so eager in setting a date for an interview. And speaking of date, I definitely hadn't expected him to ask me to meet him at one of the poshest restaurants in the city, one I cannot afford to eat at, and one that I am pretty sure I am too underdressed to even be in. Is this how rich people hold interviews? I doubt Sal at the diner would be treating me to a 5-star restaurant.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?